Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart Podcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with thought from God's Word. In John chapter 15, I'm going to read verses 1 through 7. I am the vine, my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered. Men gather them, and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Prayer seems to be one of the hardest things to do in the Christian life. At least it was for me. I think that most people view prayer as God being a genie in a bottle, and you rub the bottle and God comes out and you tell him what you want and he goes and does it, and he's there at your beck and call. Prayer is not a tool for us to get whatever we want from God. Prayer is not a time for us to demand by request that God do anything we want. The original, I'll use the word prayer, was God and man in the Garden of Eden. God came down and walked with man daily in the Garden of Eden. God showed man the secrets of the earth, how to make fire, how to get gold, how to refine it, where to get silver, how to refine it, where to get iron, and how to make steel, diamonds and precious stones and oil. It talks about Judges 17:4, talks about foundering metal. They had copper and brass and tin and etc. Sometimes we think that man was created like a caveman and had to figure out all this stuff on his own. No, that was God and man walking daily in the garden, God teaching man, man asking God questions. Prayer was originally for man to ask God questions and for God to teach us what the fullness of the earth was. God has made prayer available to us all. God does not force us to pray. He makes himself available so we can talk to him. But let me say, too many of us ask things of God that he cannot and he will not do. This may get somebody upset, but this is very true. I think we waste our time begging and begging and begging and begging and begging God, asking God to save somebody. God already told us God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But God doesn't force anybody to get saved. He can maybe put on somebody's heart to get the gospel to someone, and he wants them saved more than we want them saved. But God's not going to force them to get saved. And if they don't get saved, then it's not God's fault. God made salvation available to everybody, but God does not force people to do what God wants them to do. So for us to ask God to force somebody to get saved, we're asking God to do something he cannot do. Now, God gives us a recipe for prayer in John 15 that I want to give you today very quickly. Number one says, abide in Christ. The word abide means a house, a dwelling place, a place in which to live or dwell, or a permanent place. Abide doesn't mean 5 minutes a day. It's dwelling all day, all night in God. To abide means to live in, to live for, to live with. And we are to live with the Word of God and live in Him every moment and every breath of our life. We're to read the words of God daily. We're to live in them. We're to memorize them. We're not to just say, well, those are good words. Those make me feel good. No, we're supposed to live these words. They are the living words of God. It is not how much you know, but how much you live that pleases God. If you spent as little time around your spouse or your children as you do God, would they even know who you are? Would they call you dad or husband? Jesus does not want us to make Him first. He wants us to make Him center. He ought to be the hub of everything. Abiding means that you live as though you're living with God and He with you, not just coming to visit every once in a while. So number one, abide in Him. Number two, God's words need to abide in you. Did you know that God will only work and speak through His word? We have all the words necessary for man to live, Matthew 4:4. God not only wants us to learn the Bible, He wants us to live the Bible. And God needs a life lived that He cannot be tainted by sin, so it has to be in the Word of God. We need to make decisions based on the Bible, not our opinion. We need to make decisions based on the Bible, not feelings, not in light of culture or history. What did God say? That's it. The Word of God, in accordance with the Holy Spirit, He uses the Holy Spirit to help us in the Bible, not feelings. It's not I felt. It's not, well, I saw a sign. No, it's this is what God says. By the way, if you don't use the right Bible, it doesn't matter because God can't speak through it. Number three, ask what you will. God does not say ask what you want. You see, in the Greek it says, whatsoever ye will, ye shall ask. He says, ask what ye will. What we will ourselves to do, but feel too weak, He'll help us to do. He said, look, you have to will yourself to do certain things. Ask me and I'll give you the strength and the help to do that. We have to will ourselves to get the gospel to people. We have to will ourselves to be kind. We have to will ourselves to love. We have to will ourselves to be patient. We have to will ourselves to do right. In other words, we ask God in prayer to help us do what we should do, and He will see to it that He helps us. Number four, then God answers. God always answers. Oh, I didn't say God always says yes. God may say no. God may say not now. God may say, I have something far better for you. God will answer by opportunity and ability. And we may think there's no hope, but that is just when He's able to show how wonderful He really is. The hardest part of the recipe of prayer is not getting ahead of God, not letting our emotions and our desires, our feelings, get in our way. If we abide in Him, His words abide in us, we can ask what we will ourselves to do, and He will answer. Let's have a great day from the Pastor's Heart. This is Pastor Craig Bush.
Thank you for listening to the Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.